Blog Talk Radio.
The presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name, inviting you to dwell among us.
Oh, my soul.
the power, and the glory forever.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Welcome everyone today. Good to see all of you on the line on this snowy day in St. Louis. Yes, it is April the 20th and it is snowing in St. Louis. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you all so much for coming on today. We're just going to bless the Lord in the snow, in the spring snow. Amen. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you, Lord God. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, as we come together in your name. You said if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst today, Lord God. We ask you to speak to our hearts today. We ask you to speak to us and through us and go all over the world so that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan is accomplished. Hallelujah. In us, through us, around us, and about us. And Lord God, we thank you, hallelujah, as we get to our part of the interpretation today, that we will hear as never before today. And we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So our praying team today, the four who will pray in tongues today, is we're going to start with Minister Rachel and family. And then we go to, and Minister Rachel and family are in New Jersey. So the first part is in New Jersey today. So we have them in New Jersey. And then we have Sister Joanne starting at 15 after the hour. And she's calling from New Jersey as well. And then we have the St. Louis team. Praise God. We'll have Minister Teresa starting at 2:30 our time. And then Pastor Catherine, who will be praying at 2:45 Central Time. Praise God. And then we'll go into our interpretations. So without further ado, you know what we're going to do is we'll open up the lines for everyone who is praying in tongues. And at your time, you just begin to pray. Praise God. Starting with Minister Rachel and family, you all can get started. Thank you.
Etia kareba hasaya anusandi sikaya na bose urahabase urabasi ke tera bashandi ayara bashandi era kasi ke tnur habasaya urabasaya unusu sike tena na bashandi ekaya radase ke tnur habasaya ukere bashandi lokare bashandi. Eno kore hesi kien tiara kare re robuse urabashandi, urabashandi, urabashandi. Braba hasi ke tunu dosi kere re robuse, unabashandi. Ora hasi ke tiri arabasaya, urabasaya. Ishanda robuse, urabasi ke tirnada robusaya, urabusaya. Ikandi akara hashanda sikere rabusaya arakare base. Ora base ke tini hashande seke tira base. Ora basaya. Ora basaya. Oni hashanda sakaya rabase. Ora base. Ora basi ke mokushmane. Ayakare hashande. Robusaya. Ayara basaya. Itiana na bashanda. Urabashandi. Ikati atara habase. Urabase. Unahati kiti anabashandi. Urabashandi. Etika seke rarabase. Urabase. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ikare bashandi. Kare sori sikia tanu kore hashande sikaya rabase. Era hashande sikaya rabasaya. O rabasaya. O rabasaya. O rabasaya. Thank you, Jesus.
Forgive me, Lord. Eshonde sikaya rabasaya. Ekhare hashande sikaya rabasaya. Akhane bashanda. Haya rabasaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. O rabasi kiti sunu tia rabasaya. O rabasaya. Ena toroshan sikia raha rabasaya. O karabasaya. O karabasaya. Era habashanda. Iketia natara habasini. Ora bashanda. Ora bashanda. Ora bashanda. Ora habase. Ora habase. Itiana namasaya. O shanda rabasaya. Iketia namase. Itu no drobosaya. O shanda sekere robusaya. Ikandia rabase. Itu no boshanda. Ekora habase, oria base, oria basaya, ura habashanda, ayarabasi keter robosaya, erarabusaya, ura bashanda, itaya tono de base, ora base, imukare bashanda, ayatono sikiti ararabase, ura base, ura mase, ura base. Mama shada lobosha, kero lobosi, kero lobosha. Mama shata lobosi, yire lobosi, kero lobosha. Baba si, abole lobosha, kero lobosi, kero lobosha. Wanda lobosi, kero lobosha. Shata lobosi, kero lobosha. Baba si, kero lobosha. Baba shada lobosha. Yere lo bo shi ke lo lo bo sha. Ata lo bo si yere lo bo se lo lo bo sha.
Hallelujah.
Come by here, Lord, in the noble Mosha. Come by here, the noble Mosha. Come by here, the noble Mosha. And not yet, the noble Mosha. And tell the noble Mosha. And no more shall the noble Mosha. I see you, the noble Mosha. I see Jesus, the little most kid, a little most chap. I'm on your little most chap. He alone shall die by In the man, the little boy, Hana le kodo do ko shande de ke se ke de de. He ke de de kodo do ko shakada da ka se ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko shakada da. Hana de kodo do ko shakada de. Hana de kodo do ko shanda de. He ke de de kodo do ko shanda de. Hana de kodo do ko shanda de ke se ke de. He ke de de kodo do ko shanda de ke se ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko shakada de ke se kada da. Hana de kodo do ko shakada de ke se ke de de. He ke de de kodo do ko shanda de ke se ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko shanda de ke se ke de de. Hana de kodo do ko shakada da ka shakada da. Hana de kodo do ko se ke de de ki shakada da. He ana la kodo do ko shakada da. Hana de kodo do. He kede de kododo ko shanda de ke se kede de. He kede de kododo ko shanda de ke se kede de. He kede de kododo ko shanda de ke se kede de. Hana de kododo ko shanda de ke se kada da. Hana de kododo ko shanda de ke se kede de. He kede de kododo ko shanda de ke se kede de. Hana de kasha kadada, hana de kododo kosha kadada, hana de kododo kosha kadada, hiana de kododo koshanda de kese kedede, hiada da kododo koshanda de, hikede de kododo koshanda de, hana de kododo kosha kadada, 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 Yana la kodo do ko shakatata, hana de kodo do ko shakatata, yana la kodo do ko shekidede, hana de kodo do ko shakatata, hana de kodo do ko shakatata, hana de kodo do ko shakatata, yana la kodo do ko shekidede, hana de kodo do ko shandade, hana de kodo do ko shakatata, hana de kodo do ko shakatata, Yada da kodo do koshanda de, hana de kodo koshanda de, hiana la kodo do koshakata da, hiana la kodo do koshanda de, hikede de kodo do koshanda de, hikede de kodo do koshanda de keshekede de, hikede de kodo do koshanda de keshekede de, hana la kodo do koshakata da, hana de kodo do koshakata da, hana de kodo do koshakata da, Hana de kodo do kosha kadada. Hana de kodo do kosha kadada. Hiana de kodo do kosha kadada. Hikede de kodo do kosha kadade. Hana de kodo do kosha kadada. Hiana le kodo do kosha kadada. Hikede de kodo do kosha kadade ke shikede de. Hikede de kodo do kosha kadade ke shikadada. Hana de kodo do kosha kadada kadada. Hana de kodo do kosha kadada. Hana de kodo do kosha kadada. Hana de kodo do kosha kadada. Iyada de kodo do koshanda de. Hana de kodo do koshanda de. Ikede de kodo do koshanda de. Hana de kodo do koshanda de. Ikede de kodo do koshanda de. Iyada da kodo do koshanda de. Ikede de kodo do koshanda de. Ikede de kodo do koshanda de. Hana da kodo do koshanda de. Ikede de kodo do koshanda de. Hana de kodo do koshanda de kese kede. Ikede de kodo do koshe kede de kisa kadada. Hana de kodo do kosha kadada. Hana de kodo do kosha kadada. Hiana de kodo do kosha kadada. Ikede de kodo do koshanda da. Hana de kodo do koshanda de. Ikede de kodo do kosha kadada. Ikede de kodo do kosha kadada. Hiana de kodo do kosha kadada. Hiana de kodo do kosha kadada. Hana de kodo do kosha kadada. Ikede de kodo do koshanda de. Ikede de kodo do koshanda de. Hana de kodo do kosha kadada. Hana de kodo do kosha kadada. Hiana la kodo do kosha kadada. Ikede de kodo do kosha kadada. Hana la kodo do kosha kadada. Hiana de kodo do kosha
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Wonderful word from the Lord today. Praise God, praise God. We're going to go into our time of interpretation now. Amen. I believe everybody who's on the line has been here before, but we'll still read our scripture. Praise God. What we just did was from Romans 8, 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Verse 27, Romans 8, 27. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for this according to the will of God. Amen. I don't know about you all today, but it seems like this hour went so fast. Maybe it was just me, but it was like, whoa, it's been an hour already. Amen. I think we kind of slipped up into eternity for a second there. Hallelujah. Amen. And now we're about to have our interpretation, and we're going to do a Habakkuk 2 and verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. Amen. And what I shall answer when I am reproved. Amen. So we're going to hear what the Lord is saying to us. And the interpretations over, this has been a full year now that we've been praying in tongues on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m., and it has been an awesome time. Hallelujah. So before I let everyone do their interpretation, first of all, the ones who are going to do it, they're going to interpret first in the order that they spoke in tongues. So we have most of your lines open, and while your line is open, you guys have been great. Excuse me, put your mute on if there's some noise around you or anything like that. But first, before I let you all interpret, I'm going to read an interpretation, because the Lord says, keep this in front of our eyes. What we've been doing over the past year, and just kind of bring some of the interpretations back, a little bit every week. And so one of the interpretations was, beyond the natural is the spiritual. Beyond your thoughts are my thoughts. Beyond your ways are my ways. Do as I say, and you will walk in miracles every day. A window is opening. The windows of heaven are open, flowing. Smile and be exceeding joyful as the seasons change. You will see the footprints of my glory on this earth. Yes, you shall see. There is more beyond what your eyes can see, beyond what your mind can conceive, beyond what you can imagine. Amen. Amen. So we're going to start now with Minister Rachel and family. Your line is open.
Hi, when you were talking, we were looking out the back at the cherry blossom trees. They're pretty. Oh, Jem said it's three large cherry blossom trees. That wasn't the interpretation. That's just what we see. It's so pretty out in the backyard. Okay.
Amen.
I was told to read Psalms 91, so I'm going to start. He that dwelleth in the secret, I'm sorry. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon. Shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Love you all.
That was one of the invitations too today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Psalm 91. Amen.
Glory to God.
Anything else?
There were songs playing, like I say songs be playing in my soul for the Lord. I was singing them. Satan's defeated, hallelujah. Satan's defeated, hallelujah. You know the other part where it goes, we got the victory, hallelujah. Yeah, I was hearing it. I was hearing some songs about victory, victory, worthy. And I was singing it in the house. I was doing dishes. So the Lord is just reminding me of victory. We got the victory. Because he is here, and because we are in him. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. We do have the victory.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Joanne, next. We're going to open up your line, Sister Joanne.
Welcome. Good afternoon, Apostle Kids and all of my sisters. I just heard prayer and the song, He Got the Whole World in His Hand.
Amen.
Pray, pray. Pray without ceasing.
Prayer. Amen.
Pray without ceasing.
Amen. All right now. Okay. And he's got the whole world in his hand. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Sister Joanne.
You're welcome.
All right. And who was next? Minister Teresa. Your line is open, Minister Teresa. Are you there? I think I got the right number open. Okay. Minister Teresa. All right.
Praise the Lord.
Come back. Oh, okay. Praise the Lord.
You got me now?
I got you now.
Wow. This happened. We burn experience. Amen.
Amen.
Minister Rachel and family, this was hearing, seek, I see, and I'm your Messiah.
Okay.
Amen. And for Minister Joanne, I was hearing, I am able. I'm opening doors. I heard seek again, higher. I'm turning things around. I'm healing. Have faith.
Amen.
And with myself to seek me and go higher. And with Pastor Catherine, this is the day. Okay, friend, this is the day. Have I said it and not do it? And have I not spoken it and not make it good? That's what I heard with her.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Good
Amen.
To have you with us. Amen. All of you. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. Pastor Catherine. Now, and anyone else, if you have an interpretation, I'm going to let you talk in a moment, Pastor Catherine. But if I usually say this every week, but please know that there's no big I's or little U's here, and that when you interpret, you may, you know, like for the whole time, you may have gotten maybe 4 or 5 words on it. That's okay. All right? That's still an interpretation. It's not a translation. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord is here, so there is liberty. So please, if you have any interpretation, and just like Minister Rachel said, she hears songs rolling around in her head, you know, from the Lord, godly songs while someone is praying in tongues. That's an interpretation. The Lord may bring to you something, you know, that you may even been singing as you was washing dishes. If he brings that back to you, it's an interpretation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So press your number one key if you have any interpretations, any thoughts that came to you. Even if you don't understand it, we may understand it. And if we don't, we're going to put it on the shelf until the Lord gives the understanding. Amen. Pastor Catherine?
Well, praise God. Yes, looked like the hour did go fast, and even the interpretations are going fast. Well, praise God. Minister Rachel, I heard, praise you, Lord. And there was something else I was trying to, I wrote down the next one, but I was trying to go back to what she said, but I couldn't. It didn't come back to me. But anyway, praise you, Lord. Then it said, listen to what I say. You are my Messiah. Order my steps. Keep listening to what I say. That was Minister Rachel. And then Minister Joanne, is that number two?
Yes.
Now, I don't know whether this was her or this was the next person. But look, were there two people praying at one time?
No.
Okay.
But you heard something?
I can't remember if it was Minister Joanne. Who's that to Minister Joanne? Teresa? Minister Teresa?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So it was Minister Joanne. I thought I heard two people. And one, I can't remember what the other. One was saying one thing, one was saying something. I can't remember. But anyway, I heard, Lord, shine your light, and then seek my face. Then I heard, look beyond what your natural eye can see. Don't be shocked with what you see. Just look at me. Take your mind and your will. Take my mind, my will, and my emotion. Shout it out to the world. You're a great and awesome God. Faithful are you, my Savior, my God. You're my protector. You're my healer. Tell it to the world. Tell it to the world. Shout it out.
Come on down, Lord. Have your way. I'll tell it, Lord. I'll tell the world. And number three is there's minister two. Love you, Lord. Take us higher. Lord, help us seek you with all our heart. We want to go higher.
Amen.
Take off the mask if you want to go higher. Seek me. I will show you great and awesome things. I know you. Keep my way. Oh, I'm trying to read my writing. Shine your light in the mist. Take us higher. And I really don't have an interpretation for mine, but as I was praying, I did hear healer. I heard healer because my head was hurting, and I think I had my headphone on too tight. But then I heard a savior, and as I was praying for not savior, save. As I was praying for save, I just the word mass shooting just flashed up, and my prayer was, God save them. As I was praying, save those who think that they have to have a gun and have to shoot so many people. And I can't remember the guy's name that the verdict's supposed to be coming today that killed George Floyd. I was just praying for him. I was just praying in the spirit for him. I don't know what I was praying. And then I was also praying for the protest. Because I believe either way it goes, there's still going to be a protest. Because there's still going to be two sides here. So I was just praying in the spirit for that. So I don't know what I was saying, but I know that's what the Lord flashed before me.
Amen.
Okay, that's all I have.
Oh, okay, thank you. Wow, that's all you have. And I'm like, wow, boy, have the Lord been doing stuff in you over the past year? Amen. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And there were some things that you said that I got that too. Hallelujah. And I'll read it when at the end when I read the interpretations that I have as well. Amen. We see you, Pastor Price, with your number one key press. If anyone else, if your number one key is pressed, I don't see you. And it may be something going on with the line. So I think everybody has my number. So just, give me a text and let me know that your number one key is pressed. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'll say this, if you just came on the line and you were not even here when we were praying in tongues, if the Lord is giving you a word to share, please share it. Praise God. You can still press your number one key and just say what the Lord is saying to you. Amen. Because, he still sent you here for a reason. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to open the line for Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Thank you. God bless you, Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Catherine, Pastor Mom, and all of the precious saints of God in their respective places. Thank God for each one of you today. I didn't get on right away. I was a few minutes into Minister Rachel, but what I did hear with Minister Rachel was, I am your Messiah. I do all that I say.
Oh, Pastor,
I am not a man that I should lie. Then with Minister Teresa, I'm sorry. Oh, what you said, Apostle?
I said, I'm sorry. I wanted to say something real quick.
I want to thank you, Pastor Price. Thank you for being the host last week when I was out of town. Were you the host last week for this?
Yes.
I think I was gone. Yeah. You hosted so many of Get a Radio last week. I just want to thank you publicly for doing it. Amen. And I want you to start all over again with Minister Rachel and family. But thank you. I mean, it was such a blessing to be able to go out of town. We didn't go too far. We went to Branson, which is like about 4 hours away. But we just got away, Pastor Catherine and myself, and were able to just kind of relax a little bit, sleep later, go out to eat and stuff like that. And thank God that everything was taken care of. Get a Radio was taken care of. Pastor Mom was taken care of, and that's not the order. Pastor Mom should be first and Get a Radio. But I just thank Pastor Price, Joy, Minister Joy, and Arthur Amber for all that they did on last week. Amen. All that the Lord did through them last week. Praise God. Okay. I'm sorry. I just had to get that out.
Okay. Oh, praise God. Well, we just certainly thank God for being able to be there. I kind of messed up on some of the programs, even on Get 'Em on that time, but I thank God for his grace. I have much respect for what you do, Apostle Kizzy. And then not only in doing the ministry of the word on the programs, you and Pastor Catherine, but also that you take care of Mom during that time. It took us three of us to do what you want to do. And then also where the programs were concerned, I just thank God for the grace that is upon your life. And I just give glory and honor to God for you. I thank you, God, for you. So back again with Minister Rachel. I heard, I am your Messiah. I do all that I say. I'm not just a man. I'm not a man that I should lie. And then I heard with Sister Joanne, Minister Joanne, I shall do all that I say. Yes, I am the Lord God. I am God all by myself. I'm great and mighty in battle. I am your Messiah. I go before you, behind you, and with you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I am not a man that I should lie. I'm the Lord your God, who is moving mightily on your behalf. I am El Shaddai, O child of God. I am your Messiah, strong and mighty. Hear my children. I am faithful to my promises. My love is an everlasting love. You can trust me, look to me, worship me in the beauty of my holiness. I live in the praises of my people. I turn things around as you praise me. You do show your faith and trust in me. You are not your own. OMC. You do show your faith and trust in me. Ye are not your own. You are bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You are mine. I am yours. Know too much about me to doubt me. And then with Minister Teresa, I heard, I am the one who takes you higher and higher. Continue to be obedient to me and my word. My goodness is extended unto you. My goodness and mercy is all around you. Continue and see the deliverance, the provisions, the way through me, the Lord your God. Your eyes have been upon me, and you look diligently to me, the Lord your God, for your strength, your peace, your joy. Continue. Although ones may not know me, as you do know me, can you continue to trust me, lean on me step by step, hour by hour, and day by day. Remember that I am taking you higher and higher. You have been faithful in a few things, and I'm making you ruler of much. I see, I know, yes, I do see, yes, I do know. Although there are ones who may be jealous of your light, of my light on your life, let that not trouble your heart. Keep your face and focus on me. Keep your focus on me, the Lord your God, for I'm taking you higher and higher. I have much for you to say and do. The increase shall come to my body through your life. Hear my word to you today. Hear my word to you today. Then, Pastor Catherine, have I not said to trust in me with all your heart, and to lean not to your own understanding? Have I not said I will never leave you nor forsake you? Is there anything too hard for me? No, nothing is too hard for me. Even today, I am moving behind the scene just for you and your family. Know that I am not a man that I should lie. You're not in this life alone. I am the strength of your life. It is no longer business as usual. Work while it is day, for the night cometh. And then I heard Pastor Catherine, I heard president, the word president. He said, I'm working with presidents and with leaders around the world. Remember, the harvest is ripe, but the labors are few. As my labors to plant my word, to water, that I may give the increase through you. He that winneth souls is wise. Pray for those who I send your way. Salvations, deliverances shall come. Have I not said, pray without ceasing? You're not your own. You're mine. And yes, I do hold you in the hollow of my hand. You are precious to me, and you are not alone. You are important to my purpose and plan. Remember, we are co-laborers together in the work of the ministry. That is why you see. That is why you see the harvest. You see it white and ready for the harvest. Have I not said I will use you in my service for my purpose, my plan, and my plan? Say a continual yes, Lord, to your will, to your purpose and plan. Have I not been faithful to you? Tell them what I've done for you and what I will do for them. Keep your faith and trust strong in me and in the power of my might. You say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I say yes to your will. Use me, Lord, in your service. Yes, Lord, you are great. You are faithful. You are loving and kind. And that's what I heard. All righty, going back on mute.
Amen. And who was that who heard pray without ceasing? I think that was Sister Joanne who heard that, pray without ceasing. And then where you heard Sister Joanne saying, I am El Shaddai, I heard that so clear as she was praying in tongues. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? You can still, you know, press your number one key and, you know, we'll open the line and hear the interpretation that the Lord has through you. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and read what I have as the interpretation that I had today. With Minister Rachel and family, I heard changes are coming. Great changes. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. With Sister Joanne, I heard, I am your Messiah, El Shaddai. And then I heard Psalm 91. And the first four verses, and I was led to go to the Bible and to get it in two translations, just the first four verses. Psalm 91, 1 through 4. The one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say concerning the Lord, who is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. He himself will rescue you from the bird trap, from the destructive plague. He will cover you with his feathers. You will take refuge under his wings. His faithfulness will be a protective shield. And in the New King James, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. And basically, I would say what I heard as Sister Joanne was praying in the spirit, I heard the Lord declaring and decreeing who he is to his people. And it was like I could just see him walking around in the grandeur of his majesty and saying, I'm not a man that I should lie. Now, I heard that said, I think, about three times. I think Minister Teresa said it, and then Pastor Price heard that same interpretation. I am not a man that I should lie. And then he said, see my majesty, feel my majesty, walk in my majesty, trust in my majesty for my glory. And then the last part of that with Minister Joanne, I heard Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And I'm going to say this as I was reading. My eye kind of went over in the spirit, like my right eye, like if you're looking from your peripheral vision. But I saw like this big head appear. I ain't saying it was the head of Jesus. I mean, I know it wasn't an evil, but what I saw was like a big head appear as I was reading that scripture. So I'm thinking that was an angel. Praise God. We give God the glory. Amen. And then when Minister Teresa was praying in tongues, I heard, I have allowed you to prove that you heard from me, as Gideon did with the wet fleece and the dry. Judges 6:37 says, prove it to me in this way. I will put a wool fleece on the threshing floor tonight. If the fleece is wet with dew in the morning, but the ground is dry, then I will know that you are going to help me rescue Israel as you promised. Now, two verses later in Judges 6:39, it says, then Gideon said to God, please don't be angry with me, but let me make one more request. Let me use the fleece for one more test. This time, let the fleece remain dry while the ground around it is wet with dew. And the Lord says, now, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 times, to take me at my word. Trust in the Lord. Someone had this as an interpretation part of it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And he went on to say, Luke 1:45, blessed is she who believes, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. I am taking you higher and higher in me. Amen. Amen. And then Pastor Catherine, what I heard was, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26:41. And then 2 Corinthians 12:19. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And then I heard this song, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. Oh, Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So that's our interpretation. Amen. All of our interpretations today, the Lord's just been saying, you know, just don't let them just, don't let it just be an interpretation and you go on. But, you know, get some more. There's some more meat on that bone. Praise God. So go back even to the interpretations that he gives to you. You might even come back to one of our broadcasts. Very easy to do. You just go and Google or Bing Gitem Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, and, you know, put in praying in tongues. And you can go back to any of our old broadcasts that we did of this and let God speak to your heart even the more. Praise God. To let you know that, tomorrow on the 21st, we don't have any broadcasts on Wednesday until we have a prophetic healing, which will be the second Wednesday of May, and that will be Wednesday, May the 12th. So mark your calendar. Amen. Set your cell phone alarms for May the 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm sure all of you know that it's a blessed broadcast, and people do get healed. Amen. And now on this Thursday, the 22nd, we're still talking about pandemic lessons learned. And we've covered a number of subjects. We talked about food first, ordering food, ordering groceries, ordering prepared food. We spent a little time talking about cryptocurrency that has been, a new thing that just even come to my attention during the pandemic and a lot of other people as well. And then with Pastor Price, hallelujah, hosting last Thursday, praise God, and Minister Joy doing the engineering last week, and they had our niece on, and she was talking about school from home, and as a parent having school from home and how that looks. This week, we're going to talk about caregiving during the pandemic. And so we don't have a certain guest on, but we want you to come on and join the conversation. If you are involved in caregiving at all, send us a text and we can have you to say something on the broadcast. But we're going to show some, talk about some things about caregiving. It's one thing to caregive, and it was another thing when the pandemic hit. It became, really kind of different during that time. So if you have anything that you'd like to share, we sure do want to hear from you. This is going to be a conversation. It's going to be some information that's hopefully helpful to people. I know it will be. And then we're also going to pray for caregivers. Because, we need prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So then Sunday, let me go back to Thursday. I'm a little bit distracted because the angel is on one side of the room, keep flashing up. Praise God. And Lord, we say send this angel to do exactly what you would have done. In the name of Jesus, we dispatch it right now, and all of the angels to do the very will of God. Hallelujah. And that's on one side of the room. That's the left side. And on the right side, I keep seeing the snow come down. It looks like a blizzard out there. It's April the 20th. I mean, the snow is so profound outside right now. So we lift that up to you and all that it stands for in the name of Jesus. And we just look at that scripture that the Lord gave, Isaiah 55:10-11, that says, as the rain and as the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish. Hallelujah. Amen. So that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. So, amen. His word is being is going in and is accomplishing all that he pleases, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So on Sunday, and that's the 25th, the fourth Sunday in April, is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And I will be bringing part two of Promise. Excuse me. Thank you, Jesus. I'll be doing part two of Permission is Powerful. I knew it was a P, Jesus. Hallelujah. Permission is powerful. And it is, it's such a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's what we're going to be doing on this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And then on Monday, we have a Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. That's our Bible teaching lesson. On Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then next Tuesday, we will be back, Lord willing, Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Hallelujah. 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And look forward to seeing you all. If you've been doing, please text me and let me know that you're available to pray in tongues. It's such a blessing. If some of you haven't prayed for a long time in tongues, go ahead and step out. Even if you don't think you can do the whole 15 minutes, even though it seems to be getting shorter and shorter these 15 minutes. But ask a friend to come on, and you guys can split that time and pray in tongues together. Praise God. They can pray for maybe 7 minutes, and you pray for 8 minutes, something like that. So however you want to do that, you know, you have liberty. You have permission to be able to invite people to come on and pray in tongues. Amen. So I think that's all that we have today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to say this. I'm going to go over the prayer of salvation for a moment because the Lord keeps telling me that some of you may have prayed with somebody to be saved, and you may not have. But I believe everyone on this line is saved. You're born again, and God is sending people to you so that you can pray with them to get saved because, you know, time seems like it's winding up and getting shorter and shorter. Amen. And that moment that they talk to you may be their last moment. And so they need to be saved. Amen. Tomorrow's not promised. So you can, you know, pray and ask God to help get this under your belt, in your belly, so you're ready with that. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So God loves them so much. Hallelujah. They are to die for. He loves us so much that he died for us. Amen. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. We all need to be saved because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. So then we can confess with our mouth and saying a prayer. Believing in our heart is choosing to believe. We may not understand it all, but we make a choice to believe that God is who he says he is. And then they can repeat a prayer. And here's a sample of a prayer that you can pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sin. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know to the Bible that I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you that if someone prayed that today, or will listen to the archives even in 2055, hallelujah, I'll be 100 years old, Lord willing, if I'm here on the earth by then. Amen. And so if you prayed that prayer, you are born again. Whenever you pray it, you are born again. You are saved. Hallelujah. And we thank God that right now we commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that he'll fill you to overflowing with his Holy Spirit and power to walk right, power to do right, power to live right. And we give God all the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you're still in this time frame, join us at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church on Sundays, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, 516-418-5699. So God bless all of you. Amen. God bless all of you. Thank you so much for coming on today. And as we close, amen, we're going to play our song that we open and close with. Now, I'm feeling something in the spirit. Don't know exactly what it is. But Lord, we thank you for healing all those who are in pain today. Anyone who's going through something, Lord God, you see it and you know it. You're healing it right now. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm perceiving something in the stomach area, in the digestive system. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For healing the digestive system, taking away any kind of pains in the stomach and all that it stands for. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that the digestive system functions in a perfection that you created it to function. Hallelujah. Even reproductive system, we thank you, Lord God, that that is functioning properly in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we bless you for that, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We see you moving in their belly right now, because out of the belly flows rivers of living water. Let your living water just heal. Hallelujah, right now, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, the ones who prayed in tongues, your lines are open. If the Lord is saying anything through you right now, Pastor Price, your line is open as well. I'm just hearing, just don't go, move so fast. I'm opening up everybody's mind real quick. If the Lord
Apostle,
is saying something.
Apostle,
yes.
Her stomach has been bothering her real bad last night, and she's still with her stomach area. We've been trusting God for her complete healing and wholeness.
Who was that?
Amber.
Joy? Oh, Amber.
No.
Amber.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I know I was perceiving something. So Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah. As we prayed even before, we thank you, Lord God. Let your anointing that abides within her arise into her stomach right now.
hallelujah, and cause all pain and all discomfort to cease and desist right now, and all that it stands for in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. This thing, whatever it is, it cannot set in, lay hold, or go any course, but must cease and desist right now. And hallelujah, and only to be replaced by complete healing, health, and wholeness. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Anyone else? The line.
Amen to Casey.
Yes, this is
Jonina. Yes, thank you for praying for my stomach because I've been having a stomach problem. So I got a release when you were praying for it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and glory, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thanks for sharing that. Anyone
You're welcome.
Else?
Yeah, this is Pastor Catherine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you well.
I just wanted to say that this assignment just, I know this assignment is not just for me, but the assignment that I have, and I might have mentioned this before, is that when we see the shootings going on, that we need to just continue to not to say, Lord, have mercy. I know we need to say, Lord, have mercy on them, but many times we say, Lord, have mercy, and that's all we do for them. Well, sin is abound, grace is that much more abound. And so I believe God would help give somebody else the assignment to say, Lord, save us. Save those who are, Lord God, who want to commit murder and want to shoot multiple people at one time, and even just one person. Save, because they may not have anybody even pray for them. But at that time, God calling us to pray. And as somebody said, I know that for me. Pray without ceasing. So God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Anyone, I have all of your lines open, so if you have your TV on or something in the background, just put your mute on your phone. Just mute yourself. We're just going to do this a few more moments. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
So I think
go ahead,
everybody
Pastor.
Might be looking at, I was just saying they might be looking at this verdict that's about to go forth here.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
We just
Pastor,
continue to
go,
pray for
go
that.
Ahead and, go ahead and pray over that because that's so on your heart. Pray over that even now while we're still together.
So, Father, we just come in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this is the day that you have made. We pray, Lord, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. And even as the word has gone forth, even on today, Lord God, we thank you that nobody will be shocked of it, whatever is going on, Father. But, Father, we come in Jesus' name. We know that you're still working behind the scene right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We're praying for, Lord God, even the ones that are out there, Lord God, that are protesting, Father. Some are just there. Some don't even know why they're there. But they are there, Lord God, because there's nothing else for them to do. But, God, we come in Jesus' name. We pray that the Holy Spirit would be poured out on them. And we thank you, Lord God, just as the processes are going on for other things. Father, we come in Jesus' name. We thank you the Holy Spirit is going to be touching people and that people, Lord God, are going to be able, Lord God, even to come, Lord God, come to you just as they're crowding up, just as they're getting together. People, Lord God, you said first the natural, then the spirit. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, right now that your Holy Spirit is being poured out, even right now. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We don't have
Thanks,
to look
Lord.
At what we see right now, but we know that you're doing some awesome things behind the scenes. So we just give you glory. You're changing hearts. You're doing heart surgery right now on somebody,
Thanks,
even
Lord.
In the crowds right now, in the name of Jesus. And so we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. We, Lord, while we thank you, Father, for the we expecting, Lord God, for you to do great and awesome things. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. Touch every heart. Touch every heart right now. And then we ask for a repentant heart, even for Mr. Derek, Lord. Give him a repentant heart right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for, if he doesn't know you too, Father, we ask for salvation for him at the name, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And so we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. I'm feeling a release now that I can that we can go. But if anyone else has anything else that they want to say, all the lines are open. So
I just wanted to include Serenity in the for thanks as far as the stomach praying is going on. But she was having a problem with her stomach, growing up in stomach is being messed up. So I thank God for that, and I claim her healing for her, and I'm going to tell her that it was prayed for so she can receive it.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe in where she is right now. She has a release, and that her stomach is healed even right now. The word of God says that he sent his word, and they were healed. So we thank you. We join our faith together with you that it's a done deal in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, I wanted to say, I'm just ministering to you. I wanted to say, like, yesterday I was going through with my body, my stomach and everything. I was like, God, what is this mean? I was hurting. But he didn't tell me to go to the hospital. And then the morning started to come in, and I went to the bathroom, and I've been fine ever since. No pain or nothing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
I'm
Lord.
Grateful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we give God all the praise for that. That's not a light thing.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Minister Rachel, for sharing that. Hallelujah. Okay. Anyone else? All right. Hallelujah. So see you all soon. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and close, and we're going to close the way that we opened with the invitation to the Lord. Amen. Have a blessed rest of the day, everybody.
Yes.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name. You are
The power and the glory forever.